USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Democrat governors of Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware, and Oregon's health department have set timelines to end their state school mask mandates for kids. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
Because of the dramatic decline in our COVID numbers effective Monday, March 7th, the statewide school mask mandate will be lifted. This is a huge step back to normalcy.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont.
My recommendation is that we end the statewide mask mandate. I think this is something we've earned, Connecticut. We've earned it.
Not so fast, says the White House.
Our advice to every school district is to abide by public health guidelines. It continues to be at this point that the CDC is advising that masks can delay, reduce transmission.
President Biden said the Russia-built Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline to Germany would be suspended if Russia invades Ukraine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz offered support. USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Israeli scientists say they found striking differences in the chances of getting seriously ill from COVID-19 when they compared patients who had sufficient vitamin D levels prior to contracting the disease to those who didn't. The research was published in the journal PLOS One, P-L-O-S, and it found that about half of the people that were vitamin D deficient before getting COVID-19 developed severe illness, compared to less than 10% of people who had sufficient levels of vitamin D in their blood. The U.S. government must pay victims and families of victims of a 2017 Texas church massacre more than $230 million. The man who killed 26 people and wounded 22 others at the church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, should have been barred from legally owning firearms because of an earlier domestic violence conviction. But the United States Air Force failed to enter his name into the correct database. Judge Javier Rodriguez of the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Texas announced the awards. We are USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
President Biden holds a joint press conference on Russia-Ukraine tensions with German Chancellor Scholz on Monday.
To deterring Russia's threats against Ukraine and the long-standing principles of rule-based international order. And we have made it very clear we're ready to continue talks in good faith with Russia. But if Russia makes a choice to further invade Ukraine, we are jointly ready and all of NATO is ready. Today, the Chancellor and I discussed our close cooperation and developed a strong package of sanctions that are going to clearly demonstrate international resolve and impose swift and severe consequences if Russia violates Ukraine's sovereignty and its territorial integrity. We are in agreement that it cannot be business as usual if Russia further invades. We also reaffirmed our commitment to completing the work of integrating the Western Balkans into the European institutions and to finally realize a Europe that is whole, free, and at peace. So the bottom line is this. Whether as allies in NATO, partners through the European Union, as leaders of the G7, the G20, or through our strong bilateral relationship, Germany and the United States are close friends and reliable partners, and we can count on one another.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.